Why do I feel like you two are turning on me and leaving this show?
Because I'm wanting paid time off. That's what I want.
Yeah, and you know what I want, Justin, is tuition reimbursement.
Right, because you want to go back to school. Yep. I just want to hang out, and we both want to make money and get paid, right?
Make money, get paid, etc. Do you know where we could do that, John?
I'm glad you both asked, because if you were looking for something else, focusservices.com/careers. Mm-hmm. If you're looking for something new, this is for everyone but Justin and Jackson. They're stuck with me. But if you're looking for something new, and if you feel like you deserve paid time off, again, great for you, not great for Justin and Jackson. How would you like to have a flexible schedule?
Heck yeah. Oh,
man, that'd be great.
You can find what you're looking for today at Focus Services, where qualified candidates are wanted and competitive pay is waiting. Apply now at focusservices.com/careers. Isn't it nice that you can now just apply for things online?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, super way nice.
Easy. back in my day, we'd have to print out the resumes and go by different places and like drop them off.
It's embarrassing. Well, too bad you weren't applying to Focus Services, because maybe you'd be in a much better career path.
It was
right
always
now.
So awkward when you had to drop it off in hand. Like, ooh, I'm here. Yeah, I want to drop this off.
Hi, is the manager here?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Focusservices.com/careers. Go there today.
How does that sound?
Great.
How does that sound?
I like the sound of that.
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 You sound a little taller on radio.
Sounds like I just missed the best part of your show.
The fun's about to begin.
This is the Mix Morning Fix.
With John and Dustin.
On Mix 105.1.
Tuesday morning, 6:13. Thanks for waking up with us. John, Justin, Jackson. High today of 83. Justin, how are you, man?
I'm good, man. You said 83.
Yeah. 87 tomorrow.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. And then it drops back down.
I knew that we had stuff coming towards the end of the week, but I didn't realize we're going to still be in the upper 80s.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic.
I was out at Liam's soccer practice last night.
Yeah.
It was like 82 degrees. I was sweating up a storm, and my blood pressure was rising, too, because he was not paying attention to his coach. Mm. I was not in a good place by the end of practice.
Isn't that the coach's problem?
Yeah, like, hey. No,
I believe it reflects the parenting.
Well, the coach. It's like, keep control of your team, coach.
You can't be the first bad parent that coach has ever seen.
Jackson, how was your night? How was trivia?
Oh, it was fantastic. Got a whole lot of people in there answering questions, drinking beer.
Fun.
Just a good time.
Awesome. Jackson had that last night. Tonight, he's staying up and going to see Train and Hall and Oates.
Yeah, I'm excited for him to do that. You know why? Because I'm going to kind of live through him.
Yeah, vicariously.
I want him to take pictures and then tell me how awesome it was tomorrow.
Yeah, and let's get real. I'm not going to see Train. I'm going to see Hall and Oates.
Yeah, and the bummer is Hall and Oates is after Train.
I know that's going to suck.
Just means it's a later night than you were expecting. Yeah.
That's why I'm not going.
Right before 6 o'clock, I was talking about this study that came out yesterday, asking if you shower every morning or every night.
Yeah.
Because dermatologists have actually told you the best time to do so. And I said, text us at 615-44. And just for taking a part of this survey, I'll put you into the drawing for the $100 Sephora gift card and enter you in to win the Kate Spade handbag.
Yeah.
We're doing that every hour, by the way, at 6, 7, 8, and 9 this morning.
Did you get enough people text in to actually have a good sample?
Yeah. I'll read the text. But before that, I wanted to go with you. Night or morning? If you had to choose one.
I go morning.
Morning.
Here for two reasons, though, because I use it to like wake me up a little bit. And then second of all, I always have to get my hair wet to comb my hair anyway.
Oh.
So what would I do? Shower the night before and then get up and get my head wet and then comb my hair?
Stick your head down in the sink.
Yeah.
Like a normal person.
I usually just kind of zombie it into the shower and stand there for a few minutes.
Take a long one?
Not a long one, but enough that it gets me going.
Okay. Yeah. You get all your business done in there? You brush your teeth and all that stuff?
The only thing I don't do, I shave, but I don't brush my teeth.
Interesting.
Maybe I'll incorporate that in.
Jackson, what about you? Night or morning?
Oh, morning all
really?
The way. Yeah, for the same reason. It wakes me up. Plus, like, sometimes I've had a real long day. And I just want to crawl into bed and not be a person anymore.
Right.
And I feel like showering is an extra step that prevents me from being able to shed my human form.
Right. I'm a night guy.
I get that. I get it, though. You probably sleep great.
I'm a smelly dude. I need a shower at night. Actually, I shower usually after the gym and then again at night.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah.
So is that the last thing you do before bed?
Yeah.
Shower,
to me, it
kind of
like
in.
Lets me just relax, say goodnight, and then I'm fine. In the morning, I don't need a shower to wake me up. I've told you both before that I wake up with a shot of adrenaline right to the heart. And I'm afraid one day it's just going to explode. So I don't need the shower to like ramp up. There is no ramping with me.
It's 0 to 100 for John Watkins.
That is the truth.
I think Lori would appreciate it if I showered at night.
And this is, I shower at night. I go to the gym in the evening. There's no way I could sleep all sticky and sweaty. Gross.
Ugh. It's awesome.
I was just going to ask because that's you.
Though I will say if it's like, if it's summer, I usually have to do an evening rinse.
Yeah.
Like a 6 p.m. cold rinse.
Because listen, Justin's not a man who sweats like the way you and I do, Jackson.
Oh, I sweat like a beast.
Right. Like Justin glistens. You and I sweat.
No. I could fill up a 2 liter every day.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah. I sweat constantly.
I always shower in the morning, but I think night is better. Nighttime, you don't want to get in your nice clean bed after a dirty long day. It's gross. That's my point.
Maybe I'll do the rinse like Jackson. I'll just do like the kind of a cool one and just kind of you turn really fast and you're done.
Yep. Well, and it cools you down so you sleep better. I have noticed that.
I think you should shower in the morning because sometimes people sweat during the night. You don't want to be smelly all day.
No.
I'm going to be smelly all day no matter what I do. Morning, guys. I prefer showering at night to relax me to fall asleep. It's all I can do to get out of bed in the morning.
Yeah.
Amen. Kim says, coworkers appreciate your morning shower. That's a good point.
Yeah. You guys appreciate Jackson and I, right?
Yep.
The rest of the mix team.
And we are close together in here.
We are close. About what? 6 feet?
Yeah, getting cuddly.
Morning is best because I have a lot of hair and it takes forever to dry.
I feel like this study is going to be night just because John always has everything right all the time, he thinks.
No, most people shower in the morning.
According to dermatologists, it's better for your skin to shower after you've been sweating all day.
Uh-huh.
Sleep experts say it also fits in better with your body's natural rhythms. So yes, showering at night will help you sleep better.
Well, I've been doing it this way my whole life. It's been working out.
And look at his skin.
Look at me.
He's flawless.
Look at me, John.
Look at him, John.
My pediatrician says it's better to shower at night. It removes all the dirt and dust and any allergens. That's kind of what this little survey right here is saying.
I totally get it.
Well, yeah.
I get it. Like,
either way, we're just happy you're showering, right?
Yeah, at least it's daily.
That's the takeaway. Yesterday was a mediation Monday. We were trying to help out Sasha. Her son is moving back home, and her boyfriend Ben isn't happy. Ben is saying that her son needs to pay some rent if he's coming back in the house. And we're just trying to help out Sasha here. This text says, my parents were always clear that if you were living at home and going to school, then you don't have to pay rent. However, if you weren't in school, then you had to pay rent. That's kind of the difference, Justin, you had with your son, Christian.
Yeah.
Because he wasn't going to school.
No.
He was just kind of hanging out.
And I think a lot of times it's like what Lauren and I talked about, too. Paying rent actually gets you kind of geared up for that next step, which is out the door.
Yeah. Sasha should have him pay rent, but save some or all of it till he moves out. Then there's a down payment for him, so he'll be on his feet later. That's cool if you can do that.
That would be awesome.
Give them a little grace period. Time to find a job, and then after that period, it's time to start paying your way. A little love with a big dose of adulthood. It's always that fine line, I think.
Right.
I think the 3 months to find a job was perfect. I personally don't pay rent. My parents want me to save money so I can move out.
You know, that's the thing.
But that's just it. Are you saving money?
Well, I mean, that's the... I guess you have a bad experience with children not paying.
It's like, okay,
rent.
Yeah, you can save money if it's all of a sudden.
They
like,
didn't
hey,
save any
doing?
Money.
Just going to Vegas with my friends this weekend. Oh.
Yeah.
I see.
I guess that really does put a damper on it. But I feel like if I had the opportunity to not pay rent for a few months, oh, man, I would be in such a better place.
Let me tell you right now, from a man who's had an opportunity to not pay his mortgage because he's been living with his in-laws. I have done a terrible job saving.
Have you?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Trips around the world.
Yeah. Like Jackson said, the job market stinks right now, as does the housing market. That will mean that Sasha's son will have a hard time in both areas, charging him rent when he has a job, but cut the kids some slack. It's not an easy transition to make it into adulthood. Screw the boyfriend. That's her son. If she wants to baby him, let her. He seems responsible enough to finish school, so as long as he's actively trying to look for a job, he should do what he wants to do, especially if it's her house. I do find it weird that the boyfriend's put... Didn't you guys find that weird that Ben was kind of making the rules for Sasha's house?
Right.
Yeah,
oh, that's
Sasha's
true.
House.
I guess I didn't really even think that.
Ben's the boyfriend. Sasha owns his house. Oh. Ben's living as... Ben's living rent-free at Sasha's house, if you think about it.
Like, it's my house, my rules, pal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's living rent-free and going like, hey, freeloader. It's like, wait, Ben, you're doing that. You're doing the same thing, man.
He did make a comment, too. It's going to get a little crowded with three people.
It's like, well, then maybe you should find a new place to live, Ben.
Right. I think even after he gets a job, the stay should be rent-free. It's family. He should be actively looking for a job. But you don't make your family pay for a spot to stay. My sister-in-law moved to Utah from Indiana. She and her four kids stayed with us for what was supposed to be 1 month, but turned into 4 months. She was actively looking for a home to buy, so we didn't charge her. I wouldn't trade those months for anything. That's a good way to do it,
man,
Mac.
You must
like
your family more than I do.
I have had two shirts ruined by my coworkers here in the studio.
Well, who ruined the other one?
I
know of one. Yes. Obviously, it was really awkward the other day.
And we're going to take your text messages at 615-44 about like why you never wear a certain shirt again. Like what happened in that shirt? What was said to you that'll make you just never wear it?
Mm-hmm.
2 years ago, I came in a shirt that was like black and white checkered. And I loved it. I just bought it that weekend.
Oh, that's right.
And I was very proud of this shirt. And I walked through the studio door and Justin's like, oh, what's up, Alec Baldwin from Beetlejuice? How you
That's
doing?
Right.
Oh, what a bummer.
You should have him wear it. It's funny.
And so there went that shirt.
You're right. You have not worn it.
No, of course not, because now I see it in the closet. It just hangs there. And I'm like,
oh, hey, Beetlejuice.
Yeah, right.
What's up, pal?
I'm never going to wear it again. And then yesterday, I bought a shirt at the end of last summer. Jen bought it for me, my wife. That is short sleeve button down that has a bunch of tiny flamingos on it.
Yeah.
And you look great in it, is what I'm going to start by saying.
Thank you, Jackson. And the weather's changing. So Jen was like, hey, it's about summertime. You should wear your summer shirt that we got last year. Wear the flamingo shirt.
And you're like, you know what? You're right. I'm going to wear it tomorrow.
I'm like, okay, yeah. You're right. The guys are going to so like their shirt.
I really
so
did
excited.
Like it. I was like, man, I would try to pull that off.
So I put on the shirt and I come into work yesterday. And the first thing I get is, oh, what? You want to be like Jackson? Oh, look, there's a Jackson wannabe over
and
there.
And then he turned around and it was me heckling him.
In his lizard shirt.
Yeah. Well, everyone knows that animals are kind of my thing. Uh-huh. That's my turf, my territory. And I'm not saying you can't wear it. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying maybe shoot me a text and ask my permission first.
So it's now, true. Yesterday, Jackson and I are wearing very similar shirts. Mine has tiny flamingos. He had one on with tiny lizards.
Mm-hmm.
We posted a photo. It's up on Instagram at Mix1051 Utah, so you can see how similar the two shirts are. But I can guarantee you, after Jackson, Justin, our sales team,
right,
people from other radio stations,
yeah,
all asking me if I was trying to copy Jackson's style.
Well,
that shirt
did it happen all day?
All
I'm
day.
Sure. And our sales team's brutal. It's like being
They're
roasted
mean.
Every day.
I love it.
That shirt is done.
Well, it's like this. Jackson, we know, has the animal category. Uh-huh. I'm cars and trucks. We just haven't figured yours out yet, too. So we'll let you know when you wear something that you can actually get away with.
I like that brown. I like...
I'm the solid color guy?
Yeah, you're basic.
Did you ever have a shirt that you've worn once and never again?
Well, I just wore the same one at a wedding over the weekend that somebody else had on, so I don't know if I'll wear that one ever again.
You're done now.
Yeah,
because
the whole time, it's like, oh, did you guys plan that?
Mm-hmm.
No. We both just shopped at Kohl's is what happened.
I love it, honestly, when I end up wearing the same thing as someone else. I was just like, hey, me too.
It's not the matching thing. It was the grief I got. I will never wear that flamingo shirt here in this building again.
No,
I'll still wear it on the weekends.
I would, but yeah, no, you're right. This building's pretty rough, though.
Now, my Beetlejuice shirt, I can guarantee you that thing will never be worn again.
No, come on.
Because you have ruined that one for me.
I think
me.
Jackson would like to see you in it.
I really would. Will you wear it tomorrow?
My boyfriend dumped me in a long sleeve shirt that's so comfortable, I will never wear it again. I just stare at it with contempt.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, you know what? I probably
throw it away.
Something like that.
Sometimes you can't get rid of those.
Just throw it away.
So easier said than done, man.
It's got like bad energy attached to it.
So we want to hear from you. Why will you never wear a specific shirt again? What happened to you in that shirt? Were your coworkers mean to you too?
Also, I'd like to point out that you did get cyberbullied as well on Twitter.
Did you really?
Yes.
Man.
It didn't just stop in the office.
You know what we could do is we could mess with his outfit every day and he'd have nothing to wear.
Oh, interesting.
This text
What's
says,
up with that shirt?
I wore a black and white shirt to church one time. A few people asked me if I was from the Addams Family. Never again. Wait, you had one that you didn't wear someone's shirt.
So I wore a shirt. This is in high school.
Yeah.
I wore a shirt that I really liked. And then this girl that I absolutely hated said, "Hey, I really like that shirt." So I threw it away because I am a spite monster.
Man, that is spiteful.
Oh, I couldn't with her.
When I was younger, I was part of a social group of girls all waiting for missionary boyfriends. We got T-shirts made so we got together. We could be identified. Well, I didn't marry that boy, but I have a customized T-shirt in my... What do I do with this pile in my parents' house?
I just throw it away.
Turn it into a quilt. Never look at the quilt again.
Chuck it.
I was told that the shirt I had on made me look like Kim Kardashian. I got rid of that shirt. I don't think...
That's not bad.
That's a compliment.
Kim Kardashian's unbearable, but she's hot.
Yeah. It's not clothing, but my hair. I had bangs until a boy at school made fun of me. I have never had bangs again. That was 20 years ago.
No way. Wow.
Girl, you got to try them bangs again.
That's stuck.
That stuff sticks with you, though.
Yes, it does.
And it hurts. It hurts a lot. Like certain shirts that I'll never wear again.
Oh, boo-hoo.
Can't beat Jackson.
Yeah, we are.
Jackson's on the line. What up, Jackson?
Oh, hello.
Hey.
All right, you are there. You are in your soundproof room. In no way do you get anything before the competitor, correct?
No, I keep asking Justin, but you guys both hate me more than the competition. So, if anything, I actually get nervous. But I feel like you were on the phone with my competitor for a long time before you picked up with me.
Oh, I was.
It's kind of shooting the breeze.
And that person is Cindy. Hey, Cindy.
Hey, Cindy.
Hello.
All right. Cindy Riggs, yeah.
Cindy, you tagged us in something on Instagram last night.
Yeah, I did.
You did 105 Days of Love. That's very cute.
Cindy.
Yeah, well...
Tell everyone what you did for 105 Days of Love.
So I was going to take my trash out, and there's this sweet lady that just moved in across from me, and you can tell she's kind of just struggling to get stuff out of her car, and I offered to empty her trunk out with her and pick it up to her new room.
That is awesome. Cindy.
Oh, nice job.
Now I feel bad destroying you. Like
Oh, man. Listen to him.
All right, Cindy, you are playing for Salt Lake Bees tickets. Here's how it works. Justin has 5 questions. If you know an answer, shout your name out as loud and quick as possible. Person who has the most points after 5 questions wins the Salt Lake Bees tickets. If you do not win, the next caller in gets your tickets, okay?
Sounds good.
Justin.
Let's get it going then. Sylvester Stallone's Rambo 5 will begin filming this August. What is the name of the boxer he's best known for playing?
Jackson.
Cindy.
Yes, Jackson.
That would be Rocky Balboa.
You know what, though? Cindy was right there.
Yes, she was.
Okay.
Kristen Davis adopted her second child. What HBO show is she known for playing Charlotte York?
Jackson.
Yes, Jackson.
Sex in the City.
Okay, that's okay.
I've never seen a single Sex in the City, by the way.
It's okay, Cindy. You're only down by 2. You can still win this. Much like the Jazz can still come back and beat Houston. Absolutely.
No.
Okay, you ready? This one's... Yeah. I don't know if you call this one sports or not, but Justify won the 144th Kentucky Derby. In what town in Kentucky is it held?
I have no idea. Derby? The town of Derby, Kentucky.
It is not the town of Derby, Kentucky. No.
It is.
Cindy, do you have a guess?
Maybe you should go to
Church on the Hill to try to figure out the answer to this one.
Maybe. I'm out, right?
Yeah, you're out.
Ah, boo.
I'm just saying, Cindy, maybe if you take a second and think of the Church on the Hill.
Maybe smoke a Winston.
What was the question again?
Justify won the 144th Kentucky Derby. What town in Kentucky is the race held?
Church on the Hill. Winston.
Jackson.
No, Churchill? Jackson. Churchill. Yeah, that's the first part. It's Churchill Downs. I can't hear
that. You done with that one?
Okay. I tried.
George Clooney just turned 57. What is George's wife's name?
Jackson.
Yes, Cindy.
I don't know.
Jackson.
That would be Amal Clooney.
Yes, it is.
Future presidentress of the United States. God bless her beautiful soul.
I'm curious to know if he knows this last one.
All right.
Khloe Kardashian and Tristan Thompson were seen together over the weekend. What is the couple's newborn baby daughter's name?
I don't know.
I don't know this one. They didn't have a name for like a week, did they?
Cindy, if it's not false, it's...
Jackson. True.
Cindy, you're right. Yeah.
You're so basic, John.
Cindy getting a point. Unfortunately, Cindy, not enough for the win. Hangout, though, also give you a prize,
man,
okay?
We tried, though, didn't we?
Okay.
Thanks, Cindy. All right, Jackson, man, winning again. Jackson, you want to celebrate? Go ahead.
Yeah.
16 and 2. Justin, 7 a.m., silly.
Why is Thor's brother so relaxed all the time?
Why is Thor's brother so relaxed all the time?
I don't really know, but he's just kind of low-key all the time.
Because his name's Loki. All right.
Cool. Cool story, bro.
Justin, what do you say, man? Let's do it. Your showbiz beat.
Hey, book your Disneyland Resort stay with Getaway Today and get an extra day for free. Jump online to getawaytoday.com. All right, so the wedding for Prince Harry and Meghan Markle is going to be shown in over 200 theaters around the country.
Yeah, it will.
And so it's coming up Saturday, May the 19th, around 10 a.m.
I'm going to go.
No, you won't.
I'm gonna wear a three-breasted suit.
You should.
Yes. I'm going to bring my tea.
Yeah.
John, if you don't do this, I will never believe another word out of
your
mouth.
You're going with him.
No, I'm not.
Why would I go? Can I watch it in the comfort of my own home where I can I can watch E? I'm sure E's going to be having it on.
They'll have red carpet coverage leading up to it. Ryan Seacrest live from the palace. No, I don't know if Ryan will do it.
I wonder. I'm going to just throw out this idea, and I know we're late to the party. Could we get downstairs, the 50 West Club, who has that big screen, and throw a viewing party and serve tea and crumpets?
I don't know why you're asking me like I have some sort of pull down there.
All right.
You should talk to
Jackson,
the
could you get
charge.
On that?
Man.
Get back to John by the end of the show. He also would like fish and chips.
Let's talk a bigger deal about the royal wedding.
Yeah.
Meghan Markle's dress is actually going to cost more than Princess Kate's.
How much? Princess Kate's was expensive. How much was it?
I don't know, but I was reading yesterday that Markle's going to switch out of two dresses, and they said that her newest dress that she's chosen is more expensive than Princess Kate's.
It was $150K.
That was Princess Kate's or Meghan Markle's?
Meghan's. I saw yesterday that the price tag on one of them was $150,000.
You continue. I'll look up some royal wedding details
for you. Johnny Depp apparently attacked a guy on the set of Labyrinth yesterday. Or not yesterday, but just a couple days back. He was shooting a scene out there on the Los Angeles streets, right?
Sure.
And to where he got to step in and direct the scene because his buddies were playing the parts. Well, I guess that Johnny had been drinking and smoking all day long and then got a little tooed to him.
A feisty.
Got into it with the guy that said, "Hey, man, this scene's taking way too long. You need to wrap it up." And Johnny's like, "I don't think so, pal."
Are we talking David Bowie Labyrinth?
Yeah, probably.
I don't know if they're remaking that or that's a good question.
Yeah, I don't know. Thing. It didn't actually say. Yeah. It just says on the upcoming movie Labyrinth. And so I don't know.
If they remake Labyrinth and there's Johnny Depp stink on it, I will be so angry.
How dare you?
Yes.
The dress that Meghan Markle will be wearing, this is what's really important, is the Ralph and Russo design. You guys know who? That's a famous wedding dress designer or something.
That's not a Vera Wang?
Not a Vera Wang.
Okay, well,
they've moved on from Vera Wang.
Gotcha. That's really all I know.
So 1980s.
It's not a Chantal Lauren?
No, it's not a Chantal Lauren.
She won't be wearing that on the red carpet. Okay, so coming up on tonight on Roseanne, she gets a Muslim neighbor. Now they're going to go topical with some of this stuff.
Right.
And they have a compost pile out back, and Roseanne thinks they're making a bomb.
Okay.
Oh, my God,
so
Roseanne.
We'll have to see what goes down on Roseanne tonight. What? Also, Jack Black says they're going to be making another Tenacious D movie.
Woo!
You guys on board with that?
Yeah, I love Tenacious D. Yeah, which means there'll be another album.
Robert Downey Jr. and Jude Law are going to be doing a Sherlock Holmes, a Christmas movie that'll be out here in a year.
I'll bet it's really bad.
Yeah?
Just like the second Sherlock Holmes.
I love all the Sherlock Holmes movies.
The first one was fine. The second one was trash. And now they're going Christmas theme with it.
That's true.
Do you remember the Star Wars Christmas made for TV movie?
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Now tell me the Christmas movies are good.
Also, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar went home on Dancing with the Stars. What does that mean? Tanya survived another week.
Tanya!
Which is funny because Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was talking a lot of trash on Tanya Harding.
He was.
And he got the boot.
And we really won't really get into too much when it comes to Dancing with the Stars because we don't know any of the athletes.
Yeah.
Really, you know Kareem and you know Tanya. Well, one of them's gone. And I'll keep you posted on how long Tanya makes it.
I'd say Adam Rippon.
Yeah.
Well, we know Johnny Damon. He was the baseball player for the Red Sox. He's gone.
We do?
Kareem's gone. Tanya's still there, so that's really all we got. And Kim Kardashian. Do you want to see what she looked like in her eighth grade photo?
I posted it. It's up on our website at mix1051utah.com.
You know, we keep saying thank you so much for downloading our podcast, and like, and we mean it. Because of you, our podcast continues to grow each and every day.
Yeah.
And like, it's really exciting.
Yes, super cool. Is.
And also thank you to Focus Services for believing in our podcast and supporting our podcast.
Yes, thank you.
Focus Services, flexible shifts, competitive pay, paid time off. Tuition reimbursement. You know, if you want it all, it's possible to have it. Focus Services is looking for qualified candidates. And if you're looking for competitive benefits, don't wait. Apply today at focusservices.com/careers.
So that was focusservices.com.
No, Jackson, no. Right.
Write that down. No. Because remember, paid time off, I got that.
Yeah, there's paid time off, tuition reimbursement.
Yes.
I can go back to school.
You totally can.
Because I'm such a dummy now, I need to figure it out.
What about a company doing competitive pay? Doesn't that sound nice?
Yes. Oh, that's true. Because my pay is it's competing with my bills. right now, my bills are winning.
They're winning
so.
That fight.
So yeah. It's focusservices.com/careers. If you go and you get a great job, and then all of a sudden you're the president of a company as well, then you can sponsor this podcast as well.
Oh,
and
so
we're just going to help each other out.
Yeah.
Focusservices.com/careers. Erica Hansen, it's Tuesday, which means she's in studio. Hey, Erica.
Hey, how are you?
Coming off a win last week for Choose the News. And I'll say this, cocky.
I'm kind of one for so one now, you know, I'm feeling good about it. I'm already setting up how to share this story. So
yeah, she's already asking me for your audio drop. She's like, I got this. Choose the News, if you've never heard it before, the three of us, or today it's going to be Justin, Erica, and Jackson, all have stories that they want to share with you. Only one of them will get that opportunity. You can call in, you can text in, and just for voting, we're going to put you into a drawing for tickets to Bonanza. The Bonanza Campout is back and bigger than ever, June 22nd through the 24th at River's Edge in Heber. Halsey, Wiz Khalifa, a lot of great acts going to be there. DJ Bangarang has more tickets also tonight at 6 and 8. Justin, what's your story?
How to lose up to 14 pounds by doing almost nothing.
Didn't you do weight loss last week, too?
I don't remember, did I?
Yeah.
He does that a lot.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's that time of year.
Is that the topic? On
yeah, because like,
it's always food
season's coming.
Season coming around.
What's yours, Erica?
I have the 10 most uplifting songs, according to science. Uplifting songs of all time.
Ooh. And wow. Jackson.
I'm going to tell you why it's not good to drink wine right before bed.
Oh, we don't want that one.
I know.
Cross him off now.
But it's important to know.
Call us right now. Let's see here. Justin, I'm going for you. Another one says, I want the songs. That's you, Erica.
Yeah.
Voting for Justin. It's summertime. I need to lose weight. I'll say this. I do feel like there are more people who try to do weight loss challenges in May.
Yeah.
Than even like for New Year's resolutions.
Well, I think it's the perfect time now. Because if you have it in January at the first of the year, you're going to gain whatever you lost back before you even get to like... You know, one
not if you continue
you
going
it in for too long.
you're gonna burn out on it by the time you get to June.
I want to know what songs I need to listen to at work to keep me from falling asleep.
There you
from
go,
Ryan,
there you go.
I want the wine story. I read on Facebook that it helps when you're trying to lose weight if you drink a glass of wine before bed.
It helps with digestion.
Is that true?
Yes. That's what I believe.
Amanda from Ogden, I vote for Justin, and I need those tickets. I just graduated from Weber State. Congratulations, Amanda.
That's an exciting time.
Morning, guys. Melissa here, an avid listener. Keep up the laughs. My vote is for Jackson. No one wants to know the answer, but we all need to.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
I got a test today. I want to find out what songs to listen to lift me up. First-time voter, I'm going to vote for Jackson. I love me a glass of wine in the evening. I want to hear your story. I listen to you guys every morning and love your show. You make my commute better. How about
aww,
that?
Nice.
Isn't that nice?
It is nice.
I'm going to vote for Justin. I got to know that secret. I usually pick John, but today I'm going to pick Erica. Erica, you getting
nice.
My vote? Yeah. I vote for Jackson. I don't drink, but I want to ruin it for everyone.
We all don't like that person.
All right, Doug, let's all calm down, all right, pal?
And the winner today is, and I'm bummed about this, Justin.
Yeah.
Hey, scientists at the Imperial College in London just developed a groundbreaking hormone injection that helped people lose weight. I guess you can take the injection and lose up to 14 pounds in 4 weeks. The way it works is it makes you not as hungry. So therefore, you're just going to basically sit around, eat less,
and
lose weight.
But I've always said, we're not eating because we're hungry.
Yeah.
We eat because we want to and it bored. Tastes good.
Yes. But it's not going to make, yeah. I don't know. Oreos, if it, maybe it won't do anything for board eating. I didn't say, but it just said there'll be lots of studies still going on before we get to see it, though.
It was 8:30 last night. I was definitely not hungry, and I ended up eating a big bowl of like chips because it just seemed like something I wanted to do.
Why not?
Well, if you had this hormone injection, John, you wouldn't have had that bowl of chips.
No, that's not true because it just blocks hunger.
Also, yeah, isn't this just HCG? Like, everyone's like, oh, you lose so much weight on HCG.
They said it's groundbreaking, Jackson. We have not seen this before.
Because HCG, the whole point is that you do the drops so that you're not hungry and you eat 800 calories. Also, it's really bad for you. Don't do that.
I've just always maintained any diet suppression limiting your hunger isn't the problem.
That's right.
We're not eating because we're really famished.
Well, we're all looking for just the lazy way to do this.
So if we can lose double stuff for you.
14 pounds sitting around, I'm all for it.
I'm good for that.
I did go with the chips instead of my ice cream last night. So
yeah,
I felt like that was the right choice.
That's the healthier choice.
Right?
Well, what kind of chip was it?
I don't want to talk about it.
And how many?
I don't want to answer either of those questions. All of our stories from Choose the News are going to be up online at mix1051utah.com. I guess 76% of people are planning to buy their mom a gift, which is up from 70% last year. And also, we are planning on spending $30 more in 2018 than we did in 2017. So $58 on Mother's Day last year, about $88. Man.
Boy, we're all in the dough, huh? Rolling in it.
What is everyone else doing for a living is my question.
Yeah, no joke.
And the economy's good this year for everyone.
But I'm glad Erica Hansen is here because I wanted to ask you, and we're going to take your text of worst Mother's Day, disaster stories, gifts. Share it all with us. You could text us at 615-44. But you're a mom. Like, what is it you want from Mother's Day that's out there? Is it a macaroni card?
You know what I love? I love when my daughter writes me sweet notes. They really are my favorite.
Yeah.
Because she's such a little crafter writer type anyway. So I think the card she gave me last year said, "You're not as mean as the neighbors think you are." So I appreciated that.
That is great.
And it was based off of, they overheard me like, Victoria, you know, one of those mom moments where you go, wow, I sound really out of control.
Your daughter's my hero.
Yeah, so she and I eventually, I said the neighbors think I am a mean mama. So that was in my Mother's Day card. So I treasure that. I really treasure that. But I love those sweet handwritten cards with her, preferably one with her little face in it. They're just my favorite.
What are your thoughts on the coupon books? Are you a fan of the coupon books?
You have
or
got
not
to let this go.
I swear.
What, for like, are you still giving your mom coupon books?
I was planning on giving my wife, Jen, maybe a coupon book this year.
He
tries to work
the
this
book
all the time.
I want to know what
he's offering.
It's a
free hug. It's like, I'll vacuum the floor.
He should be doing that anyway.
Let me tell you, there's nothing in that coupon book she'd want. So.
Okay.
Those are gifts for you. I see where it's going. I see.
I was talking to our sales manager, and he said that on Mother's Day one year, they just booked this trip to the Cayman Islands.
Oh,
and
wow.
It wasn't for Mother's Day. Okay. It just so happened that they were booking a trip in May, and they were over there. And he goes, it was Sunday, but you're on vacation time. You don't really
don't even know
what day it is. And his wife said, hey, you know what today is, right? He's like, pool day?
Yeah, it's day at the beach.
Fair.
That's what it is.
That's
like,
not
what
fair,
is it?
Though.
She's like, it's Mother's Day. He's like, well, we were on vacation. I didn't really think of it. And they were with two other couples, and both of those husbands brought Mother's Day gifts.
Oh.
And so he was left alone with like the non.
That's
like,
rough.
Let's
That's
go
rough.
Get a massage. Like, what do you do at that point?
It became an expensive Mother's Day gift at that point.
And
very expensive.
Since then, she calls him every year, leaves a note reminding him, like, hey, Mother's Day's a week away. Mother's Day's 5 days away. To make sure he has a gift ready to go.
I feel like she would have to with him.
I know how respond to her and say, thanks, Mom.
This says, I flew out on a business trip on Mother's Day and completely forgot to say happy Mother's Day to my wife until I was already at the airport. Needless to say, she was very upset and barely spoke to me the first 3 days on my trip.
Oh, so it's really important day for her. Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Is it for you?
Yeah, I mean, it's nice. I don't expect a big thing, and life gets busy, and if my husband were leaving, I don't know. I don't expect a big thing. A big thing would be nice, but maybe it's because I've never had a big thing. My expectations are really low for the day, so then I'm pleasantly surprised.
All of a sudden, you get a coupon book, and it sounds pretty good.
Man. I'm like, hey, a free hug.
Right, exactly. My husband said that he'd let me sleep in until 8 a.m., I said that I'd let him sleep on the couch.
Yeah.
So that's
pretty good. I'm going to go ahead and let you sleep till 8, babe.
I'll tell the kids not to bother you till 8 o'clock.
And then we're going
to
want breakfast, yeah, so like, if you thanks. Could work on that.
Mother's Day disaster stories. Worst Mother's Day gifts. We want to hear from you. Give us a call. I'll tell you the sad thing. Out of the text that I'm getting, a lot of husbands are telling their wives, if they have kids, like, well, you're not my mom.
Oh.
My dad said that to my mom a few times.
Really?
He was joking, but it's still like, that's not a good joke, buddy.
Oh, no. In fact, my sister and I were just talking about that just this week, that when Mother's Day rolls around, if you're a married man whose mom's still alive, your workload just increased.
Yes.
You have to do double the effort for your own sweet mother and your beautiful wife who's mothering your children. Then you have to do both.
Gotcha.
I got the in-laws as well.
That's true.
I'm shaking my finger.
Mother's Day is like the most expensive holiday in my household. Because,
is it really?
Yeah, because all the in-laws and everything, we have split
all
house.
All those coupon books.
You got all kinds of.
I got to write all these coupon books.
I get writer's cramp from the amount of coupons books I'm giving out to all my family.
Even Grandma Dolores gets coupon book, huh?
That's right. I got my mom an iron one year because that's what my dad told me to do. It didn't go over well.
No, it's not.
No cleaning supplies unless she very specifically
now,
asks
my
you
mom
for
loves
it.
A good vacuum.
But really?
She can never have too many vacuums. You bet.
So if you got your mom like a Dyson, that would be a good.
I want a Dyson so
she
bad.
Likes all. She likes different vacuums for different purposes. So little handheld ones to get under the bar and little. She's got like a plethora of different kinds of vacuums.
Your mom and I would get along really well. I feel like we'd be best friends.
Worst Mother's Day. My ex-husband had completely forgot about Mother's Day. We had two children under two. So after being up all night with the baby and once he finally got up at 10 a.m., I was completely ready to leave the house. I took myself to breakfast.
Man.
So did she leave the kids with him?
I don't know. When I got home, he still had no idea why I was so mad or why I left for breakfast.
Isn't
that terrible?
It is terrible.
In all fairness, when you're up all night with a baby, like things start to slip your mind. I feel like that's a lot
but
of work.
She was up all night.
She
with
was
the
up
baby.
All night.
He
oh,
was
I thought
sleeping
he was
in
up all
night.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, then no excuse. Get up.
My husband will be getting home from a business trip on Saturday. I'm expecting nothing from him or my sons this Sunday.
Aww.
Maintaining low expectations is key. It's kind of like what you said.
Because then you're surprised with whatever. Like,
hey,
IHOP, great.
Look, cards are expensive these days.
They are. They can be $8 or more.
I went to Target with the kids, and we started buying cards. Yeah. And I'm like, this is a $40 day.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Cards, I'm starting to kind of go, maybe they're not worth
it. It's called the dollar store, everybody.
There you go.
Really? Is there good variety there, though?
Oh, yeah. They have like a full card section. Listen, when you live as poor as I do, you'll learn a trick or two about making it work.
Last Mother's Day, we spent the night in the ER because my son smashed his face on the pool while on vacation.
Oh man.
The ER gave me a card.
That's sweet.
Which had a huge bill
in it. Yeah, which had a number in the bottom right-hand corner.
Happy Mother's Day, $5 million.
Aren't
you
glad
Thank
you're a
you.
Great mom?
Let's see. Worst best Mother's Day gift was a Buick Enclave. Loved the car. I still want one again, but the transmission went out after 3 months. Someone got you a car, though.
He's a good gifter.
I feel like that's
cars. Way good.
Right? Is your husband secretly Oprah Winfrey?
Yeah.
My husband's gift was a trip to the park to pick up garbage because Mother Nature.
No.
How would that go?
That would like
over.
A lead balloon. That's how that's going to go.
You should have known the minute you looked into his closet and all of his clothes were made out of hemp that's what you were doing
for
pick
up the house.
He was a tree hugger long ago.
Yeah, exactly.
A toaster oven, which he then expected me to cook breakfast on that morning.
Uh-huh.
No, look, mom gets the day off. So you fix the breakfast and clean it up. You fix the lunch and clean it up. You have to do the cleanup part too. Mom just gets to sit around and get hugs and kisses, all right?
Man, this is John here. I'm talking to you. This is just us talking. Here's two things you can do right now. Number one, $100 Sephora gift card, 9 o'clock. Number two, coupon book.
You've got to let this coupon book
It's failed.
Go.
It's been failing every holiday.
You've got to let it
just
go.
Just try it out once, and then let me know how it goes so I know whether or not I should actually do it. So that would be the best way to do it. Thanks for the text. Justin's bribing his son, Morgan.
Mm-hmm. It's what I do.
Is this really how you do it?
Well, yeah, this is pretty much what every parent does. They bribe, don't you bribe your kids to get through and get things done?
Right now, I've learned with Liam that just threatening the iPad, I don't need to, I guess maybe it's bribing. It's the opposite of bribing. So, like, if he doesn't listen during soccer practice to his coach, I take away the iPad for a day.
Yeah, yours is more of a threat. Yeah. I like to bribe.
Okay. So what are you bribing your son at with this time?
Morgan's, well, he's to the age now to where he's just been negative. Everything's like just, yeah. And I'm like, okay, here's the deal. If you're going to not be negative and be positive for the rest of the week until you get home from school on Friday, I will get you a Lagoon ticket.
Oh,
like
a one-time visit or season pass?
Just a one-time
visit.
How
much positivity
you can go to Lagoon, but all you have to do is smile and be a ball of sunshine all week long.
And
not complain about one thing.
How's it work? Well, what is it, Tuesday?
Yeah. Today? And so I told him, I said, but we're already through one day. This was, you know, last night. And so I said, you already got Monday behind you. I mean, you really only have about 3.5 days left to go. We almost didn't make it through dinner, though.
What is it that he was complaining about?
He just likes to complain.
Oh.
About everything.
Who doesn't?
Yes.
I am a fan.
He's the 11-year-old version of Jackson.
Oh, sounds terrible.
Whatever. So I tried it, and so we'll see, because his sister's like, heck yeah. But Morgan's like, for what? Why would I want that? I'm like, you know what? You're really close to losing it before we even get through dinner.
Yeah. Do you get that at your house, Erica? Stinking thinking? From your daughter?
Stinking.
Yeah,
thinking.
Yeah. We're going through the boring, and bored. And we're going to go do blah, blah, blah. Sounds boring.
Yes.
And I just want to lose it.
Yes.
I'm like, well, you've never done it. You have no idea. You've never been.
Yeah.
So, of course, it'll be boring if that's your, I'm giving her the old, you know.
Let's go
you
here.
Say you're boring. It's boring. It's because you're boring.
No, that's kind of dumb. I like to do that one, too. Only boring people are bored.
Yeah.
It doesn't really get.
That's a good point.
You know what? You're
She'd
boring.
She'd do just about anything for a Lagoon ticket, though. So I think that's a hefty bribe.
I'm
I think
try.
That's sound.
I feel like you should go with a season pass, though, because you buy a season pass.
That's a season worth of positivity,
yeah.
Man.
Right.
No, you're getting more than 3.5 days of positivity out of a season pass.
Or you get rid of him all summer and you don't have to deal with it anyway because he's always at Lagoon.
Right.
And once they've gone twice, the season pass is pretty much paid for.
That's true.
That
Maybe
say.
I'll have to step the challenge up to something a little higher, though.
Let's do this. I got my pen out. I got my piece of paper out. Predictions right now. Will you make it till Friday?
Probably not.
No? Okay, so you're saying no. Erica,
we're
going to
try, though.
Justin's 11-year-old son, a Lagoon pass on the line.
I think he won't make it. I think he'll forget.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a hard habit to break.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Jackson.
I'm going to believe in the poor kid because the other two just
positivity
completely
for you.
Threw him under
See,
the bus.
You know what? You're one step closer to getting that pass, Jackson.
Oh, I no,
positivity
thank you.
Over there.
You can send me to the zoo instead. I don't like Lagoon.
I believe that Justin's son will be positive around Justin.
Yes.
But negative the rest. But he'll be smart enough every time Justin's around to just be like, eh.
Well, that's half the battle in life, really. Know your audience. Know who you're talking to.
You know
that's a
you
great
know,
point.
Know your audience.
That is a
guys.
Life lesson right there.
Yeah.
A little bit of wisdom for you this morning. A
lot of text saying that Justin should be doing a season pass for this, not just one
Not
ticket.
For 3 days.
Yeah.
No, season pass would be a lot more positivity.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just sharing with you what the people are saying.
You heard it from Erica.
Are you ready for my amazing fact of the day?
Sure are.
Do you want a fact about perfume or a fact about Ferris Bueller's day off?
Oh, man. Ferris
Bueller's day off.
John Hughes came up with the idea for Ferris Bueller's Day Off on February 25th, 1985, pitched it, and sold it on February 26th, and finished the screenplay on March 3rd.
Holy cow.
Hold on. So like a week?
Yeah.
For that masterpiece.
Not even that. Not even a week.
Like 5 days.
Because it's only 28 days in February.
Unless it was a leap year, we're not sure.
Okay, you're right. You're right. Okay.
That's still crazy impressive.
Either way.
Wow.
Isn't that fantastic?
Yes, it is.
It's such an iconic movie.
Hey, this is our podcast, part of the show. So these are the stories that did not make it on Choose the News. Oh, Erica's didn't make it on
Choose
the News. Do we have that over there?
It's right there.
Erica.
All right.
Actually, you have to do it in Erica's voice, though.
No, but why don't we have our intern Jake do it?
Hey, get over here, pal.
There you go. Go over that microphone right there. Jake Stubb, everyone. Oh, Jake Stubbs.
Do you like how Jake just tried to steamroll me away from my microphone?
Oh, yeah. He knows.
I'm
going
for
your throat.
He was aggressive.
Yeah. I hope you know you weigh 4 pounds. I could smash you into a fine powder.
You know, I had the opportunity of seeing Hamilton yesterday or Sunday.
Uh-huh.
And
are you not going to throw away your shot?
I would dare say I'm young, scrappy, and hungry.
Oh, got it. So basic.
All right, Jake, let's hear the story that was going to be Erica Hansen's from Choose the News today.
A neurologist conducted a study to create a list of the most uplifting songs. All right.
Okay.
You want to guess what the top three are?
You raise me up so I can stand on mountains.
How about Justin Timberlake? Can't stop the feeling.
Oh, that's a good one.
Are they more classic or are they?
We're gonna go newer. A little bit older. It's a little bit older. Yeah.
What's at number three?
Number three, "Don't Stop Me Now" by Queen.
Oh, I love that one. This one right here.
Supersonic man out of you. It's definitely not on my list.
Stop me now.
Really?
No.
Oh, man. I sang this song at my graduation. My whole class did.
This says more about your school than anything.
Yeah, it really
does.
But
I also had to give a speech, and instead of doing a speech, I did an interpretive dance to Too Sexy for My Shirt.
I'll tell you right
and
now.
And I was asked to never go back.
If my kids were at that school, I'd be like, we're leaving, and we're never coming back to this school ever again.
John, you're going to wake up at 3 a.m. to watch the royal wedding, so I don't trust your taste either.
All right, Jake, what's number two?
Number two, ABBA, Dancing Queen.
Oh. And new music from ABBA?
So I did some research on this because I was wondering why it was such a big deal. Did you guys realize that like ABBA just walked away back in the 90s? They were offered like $1 billion to get back together. And they were like, nah.
We're good.
We can't do it.
And now they're doing it.
Well, wow. Mamma Mia 2 is coming out. Here's the thing that's real messed up about Mamma Mia 2. Meryl Streep, my lifeblood, my soul, my love, is not going to be in it.
Why?
The movie looks
terrible.
I think
she's dead. I think it starts with her funeral or something.
Man.
The movie looks absolutely terrible.
You look terrible.
Jake, what's the last one?
The last most uplifting song, The Beach Boys, Good Vibrations. I'm picking up good vibrations.
She's giving me the excitation. I feel like it's a dated list.
I agree. What else is what's new on that list, Jake? Anything?
The newest is 1985.
Jeez.
Walking on Sunshine, Katrina and the Waves.
Oh, I love that song.
I do love that song
too.
It's
so good.
See, I can't stand it.
That's fine.
What?
I can't stand it. I don't know. It annoys me.
It's so good.
It's
Walking on Sunshine.
Yeah.
It's too corny.
It's all happy.
It's way too corny.
What else? Now I just want to know the list.
So let's go. We're just gonna go top 10. Why not? Number one, Don't Stop Me Now, Queen.
Right.
Number two, Dancing Queen.
Yeah.
Number three, Good Vibrations. Number four, Uptown Girl by Billy Joel. That's a little surprising.
Oh, I do love Uptown Girl.
I have that on my playlist on my phone.
It's a good song. I just didn't think it would make top 10 most uplifting. Number five, Eye of the Tiger, classic. Mm. Number six, I'm a Believer, The Monkees. Number seven, Girls Just Want to Have Fun, Cyndi Lauper.
Yes,
there you go.
Cindy!
Number eight, Living on a Prayer, Bon Jovi. Nope. Yeah. Number nine, I Will Survive, Gloria Gaynor.
Nope.
Number 10, shouldn't have made the list, Walking on Sunshine.
Did you just know Gloria Gaynor? And
I think
presence?
I can make a better list.
Gosh. I know. Maybe we should do this as a topic.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I didn't realize you two were neurologists. And you nubbed Gloria Gaynor. You basic?
I'm more of an expert when it comes to uplifting music than a neurologist.
I agree.
But you know why? Because this is what we do for a living.
Yeah.
Tomorrow we're putting together a list.
This is not what we do for a living. We make dumb jokes for a living. We play
dumb jokes and uplifting music. That's our show.
It's fun.
Jake Stubbs, everybody.
Good job.
Thank you.
Podcast here. You can stay at the mic.
I do what I can.
All right, Jackson, what's your story?
Well, I've got some real bad news. Because a new study by Finland's University of Technology reveals that drinking two glasses of wine before bed will reduce your sleep quality by up to 40%. One glass of wine can reduce it by up to 24%.
It's true.
Now, here's the reason why. Like, a lot of people, you know, they have their nightcap because they're like, it's going to make me sleepy, going to make me go to bed. The problem is that the way that alcohol processes through your system, it actually makes your sleep less deep. So you don't get as good a quality sleep. You may sleep as long, but you won't sleep as well.
Mm. I feel that way every time.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. I totally
nightly.
Agree with that.
Especially nightly. You know. Well, when you get off work at noon and you start drinking at noon 01, what are you supposed to do?
Yeah.
That's the kind of the problem too, is that you get into the habit of it when you're really young. So when you're young, you can kind of crash anywhere and get pretty decent sleep. But as you get older, it starts to get a little bit worse. So you think you're invincible when you're young, no problem. And then, you know, the wheels really start to come off around 25, 26, and then it just starts really going downhill fast.
Speak for yourself.
Mine is still on solid.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, would you mind sitting cross-legged on the floor for just like 5 minutes and then get up and tell me how your hips, knees, and back feel? Just real quick, just crisscross real quick. Applesauce.
All right. Is that all we have?
That's
for
all
today?
We got.
Thank sure. goodness. Let's if you're done. Still listening, thanks for listening to the podcast.
Hey, it was fun. Jakey, thank you for joining us.
It's been an honor.